Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 27th of August. The Faith of Sarah. As they went to Egypt, which is a type of the world, Abram said to Sarai, "Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." Abram was calling his wife to stand with him in faith for God's promise concerning their household, and to join him in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings as the context for their deliverance. Sarai did not demand the romantic fervour of Abram for her protection, expecting him to deliver her from her predicament. Neither did she use her beauty to take control of the situation and bring deliverance through her own endeavour. As a prophet, Abram foresaw that if she took either of these actions, motivated by the fear of death, his life would be lost and their household would be destroyed. Sarai's obedience to her husband in submission to the lordship of Christ was her protection as she was taken into the harem of Pharaoh. Her chaste conduct, without a word, revealed that the fear of death had been replaced with the fear of the Lord. A believing woman who submits to her husband in the fear of the Lord and who forsakes the conversation and conduct that is motivated by fallen desire is as awesome as an army with banners. Through offering, Sarai became a comparable helper to her husband, and as a result, she preserved his life and was able to build her house rather than pull it down. The beginning of their marriage reformation was the establishment of their relational sanctification as brother and sister. Jesus explained that his brothers and sisters are all those who are obedient to the will of God the Father. Relational obedience to the will of God establishes a couple upon Christ the Rock, and thus they are Christ's brethren. It is from this foundation that they relate as husband and wife. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 12 verses 11 to 13, Genesis chapter 20 verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 and 2, Song of Solomon chapter 6 verse 10, Proverbs 14 verse 1, Mark chapter 3 verse 35, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, Romans chapter 6 verse 22, Isaiah chapter 51 verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4, 7 and 8, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 5. For further study, Genesis chapter 12.